would like to remind our listeners that in our transmission for tomorrow at 15:46 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 10:16 hours UTC, we will bring you our program India Alive. This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. It's time now for press review. Increasing FDI cap in insurance sector is the lead news story of all major Indian dailies. The Statesman reports, moving on a long-pending proposal, the government on Thursday approved 49% foreign investment in insurance companies, raising the limits from the existing 26% to the Foreign Investment Promotion Board, FIPB route. The decision ensures management control in the hands of Indian promoters. The decision was taken by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The decision approves the amendments to the long-pending Insurance Laws Amendment Bill. The bill will now be taken up by Parliament. In his budget speech, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley had said that in the insurance sector, there was a need to increase the composite cap to 49% with full Indian management and control through the FIPB route. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, Director General Chandrajit Banerjee said the increase in FDI limit will help in attracting the much-needed long-term capital for the sector, which can have multiplier effect on the state of economy, especially meeting the huge infrastructure financing requirements. Capital infusion in the insurance sector through greater FDI would ensure innovations on product design and distribution, better risk management, introducing superior technology and greater investments. Bilateral ties between India and Nepal has been given due importance by the newspapers. The Indian Express in its editorial, Once More in Nepal, writes External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj's three-day visit to Nepal, beginning today, seeks to build on the diplomatic gesture made to India's neighbourhood at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony on May 26th. Modi and Swaraj have since visited Bhutan and Bangladesh respectively, in keeping with the government's neighborhood-first approach to foreign policy. In Kathmandu, Swaraj is expected to set the stage for Modi's visit to Nepal, scheduled early next month. She will chair the joint commission that will review the spectrum of bilateral relations. The commission has not met for 23 years and Modi will be the first Indian Prime Minister to embark on a bilateral visit in 17 years. If the NDA government claims a special affection for Nepal, there are big expectations in Nepal too that Modi's government will politically strengthen the relationship and remove the impediments. Russia's willingness to assist MH17 probe led by Dutch has received due attention. The Hindu, quoting Russia's envoy to Malaysia in its report, says the norm under rules set down by the United Nations Civil Aviation Body, ICAO, is that an air investigation is led by the state in whose territory the plane crashed. But Russia had said that Ukraine should not take charge because the rebels who control the crash site did not trust the authorities in Kiev. We want an international investigation led by ICAO. In any country, part of ICAO may take part. Netherlands has the right to lead this, the envoy told Reuters in an interview in Kuala Lumpur. India's appeal to release 41 workers held captive in Iraq has been highlighted by all national dailies. The Hindu reports Minister for External Affairs Sushma Swaraj recalling friendly ties between India and Iraq has said the militants holding 41 Indians in captivity in Iraq should consider releasing the workers as a gift to India before Eid on July 29th. Ms. Swaraj informed the Lok Sabha on Thursday in reply to a calling attention motion on the situation arising out of Indians stranded in Iraq. Ms. Swaraj said, though the government was not directly in touch with the captive Indians, it has learned through multiple sources that they were all safe, alive and being taken care of. That was the day's press review. This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. It is now approaching 16:25 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 10:55 hours UTC. Please stay tuned for a short news bulletin.
This is All India Radio, the news read by Tanvi Taneja. The Lok Sabha today passed the Finance Bill 2014-15 with Finance Minister Arun Jaitley asserting that the approach of the government will be to resolve tax-related disputes and end arbitrariness. He also said that NDA government is not a high-tax government and it will not impose taxes retrospectively. The Finance Minister was replying to the discussion on the Finance Bill. Referring to the black money stashed abroad, he said there is no need to wait for long as the government has already initiated measures, including the setting up of a special investigation team to bring it back. India today summoned Pakistan Deputy High Commissioner in New Delhi and registered its protest against the reported adjournment of 2611 Mumbai terror attacks trial in Pakistan. Official sources said the External Affairs Ministry demanded regular briefings from Pakistan on the progress of the trial and the investigation being conducted by Pakistani authorities. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj is leaving for Kathmandu today, leading the Indian delegation in the Nepal-India Joint Commission meeting to be held tomorrow. The commission formed at the foreign minister's level 27 years ago is the highest mechanism overseeing bilateral relations. India has declared the Liberation Tigers of Tamililam, LTTE, as an unlawful association for 5 years. The decision was taken by the tribunal headed by the Delhi High Court Judge G.P. Mittal under Section 3 of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act 1967. The death toll in the 17-day-long fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has gone up to 800. Gaza Emergency Services spokesman Ashraf Al-Qudra said that Israeli shell fire on a house in Khan Yunis in Gaza killed one person today. According to estimates by local NGOs, around 80% of the casualties have been civilians in Gaza, including a large number of women and children. And that is the end of this news bulletin.
This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. We'll be off the air in a few minutes from now, but we'll be back on the air for listeners in Australia and New Zealand later today at 20:45 hours UTC. That is 02:15 hours Indian Standard Time tomorrow morning. We'll begin with the press review. Horizon, our literary magazine program, can be heard at 21:10 hours UTC, and Radio Newsreel will go on the air at 22:15 hours UTC. Our music selection will be light music, orchestral music, and memories linger on. The news bulletins will be at 21 and 22 hours UTC to be followed by the day's commentary each time. Our listeners in Northeast Asia can join us again at 04:15 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 22:45 hours UTC. During the transmission, we'll bring you the news, commentary, press review. Our literary magazine program, Horizon, can be heard at 23:30 hours UTC and Radio Newsreel at 5 minutes past midnight hours UTC. Our music selection will be devotional music, light music, and memories in the room. We are now concluding this transmission from the General Overseas Service of All India Radio. For listeners in Northeast Asia, we'll be back on the air at 04:15 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 22:45 hours UTC, on the frequencies 11,645 kHz in the 25-meter band and 13,605 kHz in the 22-meter band on the DRM mode. Our listeners in Sri Lanka can join us tomorrow at 10 hours UTC on 1,053 kHz on the medium wave, 7,270 kHz in the 41-meter band and 15,410 kHz in the 19-meter band. For our listeners in Australia and New Zealand, we'll be back on the air at 02:15 hours Indian Standard Time, that is 20:45 hours UTC, on 9,910 kHz in the 31-meter band, and 11,620 kHz on DRM mode, and 11,740 kHz in the 25-meter band. So until then, thank you for joining us. Goodbye, listeners. Jai Hind.